The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, December 29th, 2014. Hola, Bardophiles, and welcome to the 31st episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Ithaca Voice ran a story on plans by Ithaca Shakespeare Company to do the two historical tetralogies as a five-play cycle over the course of the next 2 years in Ithaca, New York. AmericanTheater.org ran a story on the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's new fellowship for theater leaders, the Paul Nichols Arts Management Fellowship, which aims to get more diverse leaders into the pipeline. The Daily Mirror ran a story on the most in-demand stage and theatrical tickets in the UK for 2014. Topping the list, Benedict Cumberbatch's turn as Hamlet at the Barbican. Fun fact, that show doesn't even open until next August. The theater blog, HowlRound.com, ran an interesting op-ed on the concept of color-conscious casting, saying that true color-blind casting doesn't exist, as every relationship offstage has some touch of a racial component. So how can the relationship on stage not have that component? With three questions every director must ask herself. It's good stuff. PlayShakespeare.com ran a great piece on the Open Shakespeare movement and how it affects the different digital Shakespeare texts available. Phillipstown.info ran a story on Hudson Valley Shakespeare receiving a major NYS grant to support Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival's innovative education and outreach initiatives. The website Electronic Intifada ran a story on Shakespeare Globe's video streaming service Globe TV, making the recent Arabic translation of Richard II by Ashtar Theatre available for download. Live Mint ran a story praising Shakespeare as a source of business advice for CEOs and managers. The Guardian ran a profile on the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, who discussed his love of Shakespeare and the solace and inspiration he finds in the Bard's works. Newsweek ran a story entitled The Campaign to Prove Shakespeare Didn't Exist about the ongoing authorship debate, which seems to be heating up again after the publication of a new book by Alexander Waugh, Shakespeare in Court, which presents the debate as a mock trial. The Baltimore Post-Examiner reviewed The Tempest by Shakespeare Theater Company, saying that the production, running through mid-January in Washington, D.C., is beautiful, and the Alexandria Times also reviewed the show, saying that with its classic source material, inventive stage and effects design, and booming sound, The Tempest is not to be missed. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On December 24th, 1167, King John was born, the son of Henry II and brother to Richard I, Richard Lionheart. John was the monarch who sealed the Magna Carta, the document which led to constitutional law. He was also the main character of Shakespeare's play of the same name. On December 25th, 597, England adopted the Julian calendar, the one introduced by Julius Caesar, which was the predominant one used in the world until the Gregorian calendar superseded it. The Gregorian was introduced in 1582, but it wasn't adopted by Britain until nearly 200 years later. December 26th, 1606, marked the first recorded performance of King Lear before the court of James I at Whitehall. On December 27, 1381, Edmund Mortimer, 3rd Earl of March, died. Mortimer's son Roger had become heir presumptive under Richard II. His daughter married Harry Hotspur Percy, and it was the Percy's rebellion to bring Roger to the throne that formed the major political subplot to the first part of Henry IV. December 28th marks two early performances of The Comedy of Errors. The first was in 1594 at Gray's Inn Hall. The second was 10 years later at Court. More importantly, at least to me, in 1991, I married my high school sweetheart, Lisa, in Ventura, California. 23 years and still going strong. Love you, baby. And December 29th, 1995, the film adaptation of Richard III starring Ian McKellen opened. Conceptually, it was based on the stage production directed by Richard Eyre for the Royal National Theatre that toured the world. I caught it at UCLA. The film was adapted by McKellen and directed by Richard Loncrane. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. Been listening to the Bill Shakespeare presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending December 29th, 2014. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the Real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week, next month, and next year.